Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, and as always, you're invited to join us. 603-283-6160 is the phone number to do that. That's 603-283-6160. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Angie.
And, man, a lot to talk about today. Most of it kind of disheartening. Record job openings and many still unemployed. Evidently, there are more job openings than there are unemployed.
That is correct. I read a headline that there were 11 million job openings in the U.S. and 9 million people unemployed.
It doesn't make any sense. In other news, Hawaii is finally implementing a vaccine pass. We saw that coming. Biden is planning a total financial surveillance apparatus. And the good news, Britney Spears' lawyer claims vindication as her father is moving to end the conservatorship. All of that and more, plus North Carolina upset about a beer label and LAPD being instructed to monitor people's social media when they pull them over, which is not good for people who like freedom of speech.
Right. It's completely crazy to think they're going to be able to look through your personal life as soon as they pull you over on the side of the road.
Yeah, I mean, realistically, they can, I mean, a cop can look up anyone's Facebook, I guess, if they want, but
to be instructed and to have to write down the usernames and the Instagram name and the Twitter name is
kind of scary. It gets into all of that?
Yes.
Wow, okay. We're going to talk about that, but I want to start with Biden's total financial surveillance apparatus. Imagine living in a world where every one of your non-cash financial transactions, a restaurant meal, a Venmo transfer to a friend, maybe some Bitcoin bought on the dips, was automatically reported to a beefed-up, audit-hungry IRS. Well, it's already mostly possible.
You know, I was thinking the same thing. I was like, doesn't that happen anyway?
That's kind of the issue with digital transactions is that there's always a paper trail.
There's someone
or
watching.
Or a digital trail.
Yeah.
That dystopia will become a reality if President Joe Biden gets his way. Biden, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, who we're going to talk about later, she's predicting that the U.S. will default on the national debt next month. And, of course, that's not surprising. It won't be the first time that that happens. And key Capitol Hill allies like Elizabeth Warren are pushing a vast, intrusive financial surveillance system in the name of closing the, quote, tax gap. But don't worry, there's nothing to fear if you've got nothing to hide.
They're going to make something up, even if you have nothing to hide.
Oh, yeah, they always do. And it doesn't matter, you know. Wanting privacy doesn't mean you necessarily have something to hide. It just means you want privacy.
Exactly. I don't want anyone knowing I'm going to the adult store to buy my goodies. And,
right.
You know, why do they need to know my personal business?
Yeah, I would, you know, any of these people who say, well, you shouldn't need privacy if you don't have anything to hide. Okay, are you having sex with the curtains open then?
No, absolutely not.
And it's not because you're doing anything illegal. It's because you want privacy.
Yes, exactly.
For already compliant taxpayers, the only effect of this regime is to provide easy access to summary information on financial accounts and to decrease the likelihood of costly, quote, no-fault examinations, said the Treasury Department. And I don't even know what that means. May said this May. It's a nakedly authoritarian document called the American Families Plan Tax Compliant Agenda. But for non-compliant taxpayers, the department continues, this regime would encourage voluntary compliance as evaders realize that the risk of evasion being detected has risen noticeably. I don't know what they're talking about. I really hope this article actually explains what they're trying to do. The administration's proposed comprehensive financial account reporting regime would dramatically increase the types of financial institutions and transactions exposed to the Fed's prying eyes. Well, realistically, again, all transactions that are digital are exposed to the Fed's prying eyes.
Yeah, they're going to watch you.
It's just a matter of whether or not they want to look into you.
Mm-hmm.
All business and personal accounts from financial institutions, including bank loan and investment accounts, will be forced to report gross inflows and outflows to the IRS. and not just bank accounts. The Dragnet would also include PayPal, settlement companies, and crypto asset exchanges for starters. So presumably Venmo, Cash App, and all of the others would be required to report gross inflows and outflows to the IRS under this Biden administration plan.
I assume that they already did that.
I would assume so as well. The new domestic surveillance program, which requires congressional approval, is one prong of a tripartite. I've never seen that word before. Strategy for transforming the entire global financial system into a harmonious, haven-free collection funnel to the IRS. The second part, which has taken up the bulk of Biden's multilateral diplomacy thus far, is getting the industrialized world to agree on a global minimum corporate tax of 15%, while setting up a system to prevent multinational companies from registering their profits in the lowest tax jurisdiction. Well, that's a bad idea. The existence of low tax jurisdictions, that helps those places attract multinational companies to put their headquarters there and get them money. That's why they exist. But obviously, they want more money. The Biden administration does. So they want a global minimum corporate tax of 15% so that no one can undercut them.
They want 15% of, like, businesses?
Yes. Well, they want corporations to be taxed at 15% at minimum.
That's absolutely insane.
Yeah. And they want that to be global, like every country on earth.
There's going to be so many companies closing down.
I don't know. Every country on earth certainly wouldn't agree to it. And it would only take like one country to be like, no, we're not doing that. We're going to offer a 1% tax rate to become the corporate headquarter of the world. So it's a bad plan. Cutting corporate taxes is a self-defeating competition, Yellen said in April, and neither President Biden nor I are interested in participating in it anymore. We want to change the game. In July, representatives from 130 countries agreed in principle to a worldwide minimum corporate tax. Yes, but that's not all countries, and if you have even one that doesn't agree to it offering lower taxes, then your plan doesn't work. You just chase corporations out of the United States and out of these 130 countries and into the ones that did not agree to it. We have a chance now to build a global and domestic tax system, Yellen crowed. The race to the bottom is one step closer to coming to an end. This agreement still has a significant obstacle to overcome, namely the legislatures of 130 countries, including the U.S. Congress. I don't think the United States Congress will be on board with this.
I hope not.
I hope not, too. But Yellen has some cause to be cocky because the third prong of Washington's strategy has already been constructed. In 2009, Barack Obama promised to generate $210 billion in new tax revenue over 10 years by cracking down on overseas tax loopholes. While the corporate tax element of the plan was quickly killed, the individual component remained in the form of the 2010 Foreign Account Tax Compliance Act. Man, they spend a lot of money trying to get people to comply with a tax system that is incomprehensible and cannot be complied with.
Right. If they didn't spend that money, then they wouldn't need to enforce it so much. They wouldn't be broke.
That's true. And if it wasn't 80,000 pages, it probably wouldn't have so many loopholes or however many it is.
Right.
It's many tens of thousands of pages, the tax code in the United States.
How quickly do they expect them to read that?
What? Even if someone could read all of that, that they wouldn't be able to make sense of it.
No.
And in 80,000 pages, there's going to be all sorts of loopholes and contradictions. And it's insanity to think that I keep saying 80,000. I don't know exactly how many it is, but it's many tens of thousands of pages. It's impossible. There was a study done a number of years ago where they gave 10 different accountants the same information.
Yeah.
To see what they were supposed to pay in taxes. And all 10 accountants came up with different results.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, because,
and they have a degree.
Yeah. And it's because the tax code is incomprehensible. Even the IRS doesn't understand the tax code. Built on a foundation of American exceptionalism, the U.S. is one of only two countries that tax citizens living abroad. I'm curious now who the other is. The FATCA imposed onerous new annual reporting requirements on Americans with more than $10,000 in overseas financial institutions. The law brazenly threatened international banks if they didn't rat out their U.S. clients to the IRS. And the results were predictable. Expatriates were locked out of banking services, record numbers of mostly middle-class Americans renounced their U.S. citizenship, and IRS collections went essentially unchanged. Not surprising there. We're going to continue talking about the Biden administration's plan to monitor all digital transactions. 603-283-6160 if you want to join us. That's 603-283-6160. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live. As always, you're invited to join us. 603-283-6160 if you want to do that. That's 603-283-6160. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Angie.
And it looks like we've been suspended from YouTube yet again. It's unclear, and I can't pull it up to see what's going on. So that happens a lot. And that's why we're on Library. Library is an uncensorable, decentralized, blockchain-based media sharing protocol. And we love it here on Free Talk Live since it allows our videos to be viewable when YouTube decides that they don't like what we're saying. In 2020, Library launched Odyssey, which is a video sharing website that is meant to compete with YouTube. And it's really taking off with now over 1 million channels, and we stream there every night at video.freetalklive.com. So check it out if you're like us and you're just a little bit tired of having your content blocked on Facebook. Video.freetalklive.com will take you directly to our channel. That's video.freetalklive.com. And I forgot to even mention it during the first segment of the show, but the whole I titled tonight's show Aria Queen of Keen, and there's a reason for that. I don't know if it was talked about last night because I was working, but I'm running for mayor here in Keen, and it's funny. I love it. But I decided I'm not running for mayor. I'm going to run for queen. And then I decided, no, I'm going to declare myself Queen of Keen, and the election is just to see whether or not Keen coronates me, right?
I love it.
Because that's what every king and queen has done in the past. They just declared themselves to be king or queen, and they used, you know, soldiers to enforce their rule. Because just imagine the insanity of a, back in, you know, whatever century would have been, 1500 BCE or whatever, someone saying, yes, I am queen of this place. I am in charge. It's just some random person. I'm like, yeah, shut up. And Grandma, go back. You're senile, right?
Here comes her army to enforce it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Everyone would have ignored it, except they always had an army to enforce it.
Yep.
Because the army, you know, they saw that they could get a slice of the pie if they backed the queen.
And she took the throne with no problem after that.
And, of course, I don't have an army and I don't want an army, but I'm declaring myself Queen of Keen anyway, and I got permission today to create the website. It's keenqueen.com, and that's going to be the campaign. There's nothing on it yet, so don't even bother to go to it. I just got the approval today, and I started, you know, the very basics of procuring the domain name and all of that. So it's going to be fun. I'm going to make a video, I'm really excited about it, of me and Azria playing, and it's going to have the, you know, happy, positive sounding campaign music in the background, and then at the end it's going to have the epic voice guy say something like, a vote for Demezzo is a vote for puppies. You don't hate puppies, do you? Vote for Demezzo. It's going to be great. I'm looking forward to it.
So yeah. Keen Queen is K-E-E-N-E Queen?
Yes.
Okay.
It's a little bit difficult to say keenqueen.com.
Yeah.
Because, and then I kept thinking, was it queenkeen.com? But that doesn't make any sense. So it's going to... It's
Keen Queen.
Yes.
I like it.
I'm looking forward to it. I've already been interviewed by two media outlets about it, and there's another coming tomorrow. So it's going to be fun. It's not going to be a repeat of the sheriff campaign by any means. At least I hope it's not.
What do you mean not a repeat?
Well, the sheriff campaign got a lot of coverage.
It did, yes. And so is this one.
I don't think this one's going to get nearly that much coverage.
You haven't even been a candidate for 24 hours, and you're on your third interview probably. So, I mean, this is going to be huge.
I hope not, because it really was not fun. Parts of it were fun, but it was too hectic to really be fun. I mean, at one point during the sheriff campaign, Ian was having to go pick up dinner for me so that I could eat it in between interviews and 15-minute segments
because
I didn't have time for anything else. It was not fun. Parts of it were, but the hectic period of interviews that lasted like 2.5, maybe 3 weeks, it was not fun at all, and I don't want to do it again. But anyway, I'm running for mayor, and Ian is running for city council, I think.
Okay.
I don't know if we had anyone running for Ward 1 in city council. As it turns out, nobody had filed. So we're going to wait and see on that. I never got an update. It's a lot of fun. Look forward to seeing interesting Aria-style crap from me in regard to the mayoral race. Because both of the people who I talked with today was like, well, why are you doing this? What's your message? I'm like, my message is just how stupid the system is, right? I'm going to make this campaign video of me playing with my dog and accusing people who don't vote for me of hating puppies, right? Because that's what politicians do. And it's going to be some level of successful, and a lot of people are going to like the stupid video just because there's a cute puppy in it. So that's my agenda here, is to show how stupid this whole thing really is.
Now, when is voting? Like, when does it end?
I'm not entirely sure. They made it out as though, the paperwork I did made it out as though it takes place during the primary. That's when the mayor is decided. It's suggested.
Okay.
But there is no primary for mayor because mayor isn't a partisan election here in Keene.
You have one person running against you, like the current mayor?
There is the current mayor and another older gentleman about whom I know nothing.
Okay.
So there's three of us, and...
And you're the only queen.
I am the only queen on the ballot.
Okay.
Yes, that is correct. So it's going to be a lot of fun, and I'm looking forward to all of these shenanigans that I can get into. And there are so many possibilities. Less than 24 hours from when I, filed to run for office, I was declaring myself Queen of Keene. So let's just wait and see what I come up with over the next few weeks. It's going to be a lot of fun. What's not a lot of fun, though, is the Biden tax plan that is aiming to force all banking institutions, including PayPal, Venmo, and Cash App, to report transactions basically to the IRS, as well as cryptocurrency exchanges. But we saw that coming, and they're already doing that, so that's not new. An IRS with the ability to compel global transaction data sounds like something out of a Philip K. Dick novel. I don't know who that is.
Me neither.
Yet here we are, unless we consciously cover our tracks. Another concern is that the information reporting regime will shift taxpayers toward a greater use of cash, said the Treasury Department's compliance plan. It also notes that cryptocurrencies, quote, already pose a significant detection problem by facilitating illegal activity broadly, including tax evasion. Now, that's the Treasury Department talking, but we've already heard from the Department of Justice, the FBI, and all sorts of governmental agencies that say, hey, look, yeah, there's not a whole lot of illegal activity that cryptocurrency is being used for, and it turns out that's because it's traceable. Like any other digital transaction, Bitcoin is completely and totally traceable. Cash and crypto may be the last currencies compatible with privacy. Well, that's true of some cryptocurrencies like Monero and Hush and some others. I think Horizon is a privacy coin.
When you say traceable, you mean that they can go back and trace where it comes from, like the origination?
Yes.
Okay.
They can trace Bitcoin all the way back to the Genesis block to find out exactly where Bitcoins came from.
And then they can trace it back to like an IP address?
They can probably do that.
Okay.
I don't know. But, I mean, certainly they have ways of tying specific wallet IDs to individuals.
Okay.
So it's not as anonymous as people like to think. I promise to lead the world to deliver a foreign policy for the middle class, and today we are doing just that. That's what Biden said. I don't think it's going to happen, but it would be bad for the world economy if it did. When we get back, we're going to talk about the LAPD and its plan to have people looked into on their social media whenever a cop pulls them over. 603-283-6160. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken wants the Taliban to stop blocking charter flights carrying Americans from Afghanistan and is pushing them to get people out. Talking with reporters in Germany, Blinken saying the United States has made it clear to Taliban leaders that the flights need to be able to leave. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell shares his views regarding the $3.5 trillion reconciliation bill to the Rotary Club in Paducah, Kentucky on Wednesday. He explains how West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin and Arizona Senator Kyrsten Sinema, who are resisting the bill, are on his mind.
I pray for them every night. I wish them well. There's not a single member of my party in the House or Senate going to vote for this monstrosity. It is wildly inappropriate for our country.
USA Radio News. Dr. Fauci is under fire after 900 pages of documents are obtained by The Intercept. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
Dr. Anthony Fauci is being accused of lying after newly released documents by The Intercept appear to contradict his claims that the National Institute of Health did not fund a gain-of-function research at China's Wuhan lab. Arkansas Senator Republican Tom Cotton on Fox News says Fauci needs to be held accountable for his lies to the American people.
One of the biggest scandals in Washington in modern time. It funded a laboratory that in all likelihood is the source of this once-in-a-century pandemic that has upended so many of our lives. Where the lady in charge is nicknamed the Bat Lady, yet he always insisted it couldn't be possible. Well, now we know it was to cover his own tracks. It was to conceal what he had done with your tax dollars in incredibly reckless research.
President Biden welcoming labor leaders to the White House on Wednesday. USA Radio News.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. Freely, and YouTube has indeed given us another strike for that. We're now back up to one strike. It'll just be a matter of time before the YouTube channel is deleted realistically. So watch us in the meantime at video.freetalklive.com. But I want to tell you about Bitcoin.com. It is the best place to go to learn about cryptocurrency. And if you don't know about this world-changing information, it's really past time for you to look into it. Go to Bitcoin.com, click Getting Started at the top of the page. They have a number of short videos for you to watch. Just take a few minutes out of your day to do this, and it could very well change your life. It certainly has changed the world. And if you already are knowledgeable about cryptocurrency, Bitcoin.com still has something to offer at news.bitcoin.com, where you can stay up to date on all of the headlines that are relevant to you, all on a sleek and easy-to-use modern website. That's Bitcoin.com. One of my favorite websites to go to prior to March the 16th, because they always had interesting news there. But we're going to move on and talk about the LAPD and the scary things happening there.
Yeah, I found the story on TheGuardian.com. Sam Levin wrote it in Los Angeles. It says that LAPD officers are told to collect social media data on every civilian they stop.
What would be the point of this?
I don't know. I have no idea. Maybe you can gather what people do in their personal time whenever you look at their social media?
Perhaps. I mean, and how is the cop going to react if you're constantly posting things like F the police or something like that?
Oh, they're going to give you a much harder time. They may even detain you and take you in.
They might.
Why wouldn't they?
Yep. Scary stuff.
The article says the Los Angeles Police Department has directed its officers to collect the social media information of every single civilian they interview, including individuals who are not arrested or accused of a crime, according to records shared with The Guardian.
How are they supposed to acquire this? Do they just look you up on Facebook?
Well, that's what I was going to say, because if they have your name and your information, they can just look your name up. They can search it, but they have to go into their account, right, to search it?
I think so. I mean, I don't know to what extent Facebook will let people see things without being logged in. I tend to post everything as just said as public because
I do too.
I know someone's going to screenshot it and share it around anyway if I say something stupid. So why not go ahead and make it public myself, right?
You know, I came off of Facebook probably like 3 months ago after Michael was like on top of me, which was, it was hard to come off of Facebook because you have it and you look at it and you read all of this stuff, and I spent hours and hours wasting time. And then once I came off of it, it was like, oh, wow, the flowers are pretty. They smell nice, you know?
I use Facebook like most people use Twitter. I just post things and then I go about my day.
I remember you saying that. So you don't look at comments or anything.
Not usually. I do when I'm running for office. Like right now, I'm monitoring the shares and the comments and stuff like that because, you know, I'm trying to get a message out there.
Yeah.
Now's a good time for that. But in general, no. Once I post something, I'm done with it.
Not me. I used to get enthralled in conversations and battles. And I remember someone saying that arguing on the internet was like winning in the Special Olympics.
It's very true. I'm in a group called, I was in a group called Dinosaurs Against Christians Against Dinosaurs, because apparently there's this Facebook group called Christians Against Dinosaurs where they argue that dinosaurs aren't real or whatever. So there's another group called Dinosaurs Against Christians Against Dinosaurs, and I'm in that group. Well, I was in that group. But someone posted something, and they posted a meme mocking the deaths of people from COVID-19 in the South and calling them rednecks and hillbillies. What did they call them? They had a special term for it. It was like rednecks, except it involved COVID-19. And I'm not going to remember. Spreadnecks. That was it. So I posted, imagine claiming to be motivated by sympathy and love for other human beings and then mocking people as they die.
Right.
And I ended up receiving like 40 or 50 comments of people just saying, oh, we found the spread neck and stuff like that. And I just looked at it and I was like, yeah, I'm not arguing with you idiots.
Nope, that's it. Yeah, that's exactly what they're looking for, though, is for you to get in there and then for them to be able to pick apart every comment that you make.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they made so many assumptions. I mean, like, oh, we found the unvaccinated person. I was like, you have literally no idea whether I'm vaccinated or not.
Yes.
But wasn't worth my time. They ended up kicking me out of the group over that comment.
I was going to ask you why you weren't in the group anymore.
That's why. They didn't care much.
Was it a big loss, Aria?
No, because there were too many people in that group posting too much nonsense all the time. Like, I'm all for the Aqua Teen Hunger Force S posting group that I'm in because it generates a lot of really funny stuff.
Right.
But what they were doing was just, as they say, the left can't meme. And there was just hard left memes in there all the time. It's just like, yeah. It's not worth it to even be in here. I joined it because it was supposed to be funny. Dinosaurs against Christians. How do you have a group called Dinosaurs Against Christians Against Dinosaurs and it doesn't have funny content?
And then it's very serious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
That's great. The article says copies of the field interview cards that police complete when they question civilians reveal that the LAPD police officers are instructed to record a civilian's Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and other social media accounts alongside basic biographical information. An internal memo further shows that the police chief, Michael Moore, told employees that it was critical to collect the data for use in investigations, arrests, and prosecutions, and warned that supervisors would review the cards to ensure that they were complete.
So they're taking this seriously. So,
yeah.
So they want this to assist them in their investigations. And from what I'm gathering, it sounds like they want to use people's social media posts against them in court.
Well, I imagine that they could because most people are not private when they go onto social media, like especially like Facebook or something. They post pictures of paraphernalia and they post pictures of plants and they post pictures of just random stuff. And you're like, did you really put that out there? Like, that's my first thought about it.
People make weird decisions about what they post online. That's certainly true.
And then if they are, you know, intoxicated in any manner, then they're completely posting things that they shouldn't put out there.
Sure. I do that all the time. But, I mean, the things I post are just aggressively stupid and not necessarily of anything like illegal that's going to get me arrested or
right.
whatever, obviously.
Right? That's because you can still think. You still have logic
True.
There. Most people don't when they do things. They lose all, you know, ability to reason.
Like the movie plot idea that I have that I posted about a few days ago, I was hammered when I posted that.
I don't know about that. Do you want to share it?
I can't share it on the air.
Okay.
But it's really funny. I'll tell you about it during
all
the
All right, break. That sounds good. It says the documents, which were obtained by the not-for-profit organization, the Brennan Center for Justice, have raised concerns about civil liberties and the potential for mass surveillance of civilians without justification. There are real dangers about police having all of the social media identifying information at their fingertips, said Rachel, a deputy director of the Brennan Center, noting that the information was probably stored in a database that could be used for a wide range of purposes. The Brennan Center conducted...
Well, they certainly already have this, though.
Well, they do. If they have your name and where you live, they're going to know information about you. Anybody yeah. can pull it up. It's public.
Yeah.
But then what happens if your account is private? Then what, you have to give me your access. I have to get into your account. Is that what they're going to say to people? They're going to threaten them?
I don't think they can compel you to give them access to your account.
So anyone in Los Angeles, make your account private. That way if they go and look at it, it says, I'm sorry, the account is private.
Yeah, that's a good idea, I guess. And it doesn't mean you're doing anything illegal if you have it set private. It just means you want privacy.
Exactly. Maybe you don't want them to know how many kids you actually have.
Right.
I mean,
or whether or not you're in a relationship or when you
yes.
were born or whatever, your marital status.
Exactly.
All of this nonsense that people reveal about themselves on social media.
Says that the Brennan Center conducted a review of 40 other police agencies in the U.S. and was unable to find another department that required social media collection on interview cards, though many have not publicly disclosed copies of the cards. The organization also obtained records about the LAPD's social media surveillance technologies, which have raised questions about the monitoring of activist groups, including Black Lives Matter's surveillance concerns. In 2015, the department added social media accounts as a line on the physical field interview cards, according to a newly unearthed memo from the previous LAPD chief, Charlie Beck. Similar to a
So
nickname,
they've been doing this for almost 6 years.
Since 2015, yeah, they had that on their cards. So similar to a nickname or an alias, a person's online persona or identity used for social media can be highly beneficial to investigators.
Yeah, which is why they shouldn't have it.
Hey, it just shows that the eye is always watching.
Yep. What do you think? Should you set your profile as private if you live in Los Angeles to avoid having it spied on by cops? 603-283-6160. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tech. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At TCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. With you tonight, it's Aria
and Angie,
and you're welcome to join us, 603-283-6160. That's the number for you to do that. You can take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever you want, 603-283-6160. And for too long, the federal government has overstepped its bounds, refusing to abide the Constitution and committing heinous war crimes both abroad and at home. They've destroyed the currency, and they don't seem to care about their routine violations of our rights. But even if that wasn't the case, isn't it absurd that people in California and other states thousands of miles away get to determine who rules over you? At NHExit.us, we're trying to change that. We've proposed an amendment to the New Hampshire Constitution that would allow New Hampshire to declare its independence from the shenanigans, the warmongering, and economic destruction wrought by the United States government. Sign the petition today at NHExit.us. Let's see New Hampshire exit the U.S. and declare independence, nhexit.us. Now, we're talking about LAPD, which is limited to California, to be fair.
Yes.
But that's only at the moment. I mean, this could catch on and become more widespread in departments. This has been going on there for 5 or 6 years.
Since 2015.
And no one seems to have really known that it was going on. Now, other police departments are going to learn about it, and they're like, hey, that could actually be useful.
Well, it says, the article goes on to say that while the social media collection has gone largely unnoticed, the LAPD's use of field interview cards has prompted controversy. Last October, prosecutors filed criminal charges against 3 officers in the LAPD's Metro Division, accusing them of using the cards to falsely label citizens as gang members after stopping them.
You know what else they could do? This takes, you know, there have been a lot of examples of a hot girl going into a store and then a few hours later getting a message from someone who worked there on Facebook,
right,
or
that,
Twitter,
like, took
or whatever.
Her number.
Yeah. And now we have that possibility with police.
Isn't this scary?
Yeah. Oh, she's pretty cute. Oh, and I have her Facebook right
yeah,
here.
Yeah, or you, like, get a friend request and you don't know it's the police officer because maybe you don't recognize them and it's just not blatantly, they don't have a blue line. And you're like, oh, he's cute. I'll friend him.
Yeah. It's not good.
No, they're going to learn all kinds of crap about you.
Unless your profile is set to private.
Yeah, but if you accept them as a friend, they're going to see it.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I accept, like, I used to. I accepted anyone as a friend. You would friend me, and I'd be like, oh, yeah, you'll do good.
As long as you have a few mutual friends, I don't have a hard number, like maybe two. I don't know. I don't give it much thought. I will generally accept the request because I'm like, okay, well, this is at least someone who knows someone that I know.
Yeah, but then if you start accepting people that, like, you may not know that just has a couple mutual, then you have, like, them as a mutual friend and somebody else that was their mutual friend, and now you don't know any of them.
Yeah, and it changed last year during the sheriff campaign because things were blowing up, so I just pretty much accepted everyone and ended up with close to 1,000 friends at this point. Most of them I have no idea who the hell they are and never will. So,
but you know about their lives.
Not really.
Oh, yeah, because you don't read the stories.
Yeah, I don't really browse Facebook.
Good for you.
I do occasionally, like when I first wake up in the morning to just see what's going on in the world, because you know I'm limited in what news I can access, so I can't just go to Google and see what the latest headlines are. And Facebook, you know, what people are talking about gives me a general idea. Okay, good. Their world didn't implode last night when I was sleeping.
It does. That was one thing that I liked about it when I was on it, is that you could get an idea of what was going on in the world. Because I learned, I was like, wow, the White House got stormed? What? What do you mean? I have no idea.
And it's a really good way of keeping up with the Libertarian Party's drama. There's more drama going on with it right now. I don't know why anyone is continuing to invest energy in the Libertarian Party. The Free State Project has accomplished so much more in the last 10 years than the Libertarian Party has accomplished in the last, like, 50.
Yep.
That there's just no contest. One of these is working. One of these is not.
And people are still investing more time in the one that is not.
Yes. That's the Libertarian Party. It's because they're ultra-focused on the presidency, and that's the only thing that matters to them in the National Libertarian Party. It's like, oh, we have to get a Libertarian president, but there hasn't been a Libertarian candidate who has gotten near 5% in our lifetimes, and I don't see it happening anytime soon.
I was going to ask that question. When was the last Libertarian president?
Yeah, we never had one.
Exactly.
But here in New Hampshire, we do have many free state movers, free staters, who are in the legislature.
Yes, we do.
And some of them are proposing the constitutional amendment here pretty soon that you can find out more about at nhexit.us that would require the state of New Hampshire to declare independence from the federal government.
Now, can you tell me if the state of New Hampshire decides to declare independence, how successful is that? Do you think that's going to be? What are the steps they have to do in order to accomplish that?
I don't know. There aren't very many references to the United States government in the New Hampshire Constitution. The New Hampshire Constitution, though, for those who haven't read it, it's really hardcore on some stuff.
Okay.
Like, it includes a right to revolt at number 10 in the first article, and it takes all of the rights that you'll find in the U.S. Constitution's Bill of Rights, it takes them and expands them and goes into far more detail and takes a much stronger approach to them.
Okay.
Basically, instead of allowing you freedom of religion, it's like, you can worship whoever you want in whatever way you want. So it's the same basic idea, but it goes a lot further. Instead of the right to bear arms, it's just, all right, you have the right to revolt against the government. And it's weird to find that.
Where can I find
constitutional.
That?
That is in, it's in the first article, and it's the 10th.
No, but like where, if I wanted to go read the New Hampshire Constitution, where can I find a copy?
Oh, you just have to Google New Hampshire Constitution,
yeah.
Presumably. Yeah, you should be able to find it. So, I mean, that's happening here. The way this works is that the reps have to file the bill, and it goes to the legislative wording committee. I don't remember exactly what it's called, and they figure out the legalese way to write the bill, and then they kick it back to the representatives who entered it, and the representatives either say, okay, yes, this is close enough to what we had in mind, or they reject it, and
okay,
it gets sent back, and there's some back and forth. I don't know the details, never having been in the state legislature and not wanting to be because it sounds pretty tedious. Then it gets every bill in New Hampshire gets a hearing, so it gets some sort of subcommittee hearing, and people get to speak why they want to see this move forward or why they don't want it to see move forward. And I'm really looking forward to hearing arguments from representatives about why they don't think the people of New Hampshire should have this ballot question upon which they can vote. Because it's one thing to say, okay, no, I don't think New Hampshire should declare independence. It's quite another to say, I don't think you should be allowed to vote on whether or not New Hampshire should declare independence.
Right.
And the state reps who are against independence, that's fine. They can vote no on the ballot question, but they will play their hand to say, we don't want people to even have the option of voting yes on this. So it's probably not going to get past committee, but if it does, then I think next year on the ballot here in New Hampshire will have a question, very short. I think it's two sentences. Basically, should the state of New Hampshire declare independence from the United States federal government? Something to that effect. I don't remember the exact wording. We went back and forth over like the last 4 weeks finalizing the exact wording.
Okay.
I don't remember what the exact wording is. And, of course, it's only found at ShireSociety.com, which I have not been given permission to use. So I'm not exactly sure what the wording is, but it's very short, very succinct. And hopefully it will be on the ballot next year for people to vote on.
Yeah, that would be great.
It would be great. And it would be interesting to see the results. But it's also a good way to just get the idea of secession out there and independence in people's minds, because the first time anyone hears an idea, it sounds crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But the more they hear it, the less crazy it sounds, because they're just more adjusted to it.
Right.
So let's get people hearing about secession and independence. And of course, right now, just about everyone in the United States has heard about it. With CalExit and
yes.
Texit, I think they were calling the one Texit. I think that's what they were calling it. I mean, Texas is always talking about secession, right?
Yes.
So the idea is, people have heard it before. Are they ready for it? Probably not.
I don't know, but they might Google it. They might research it.
Yep.
They might open their minds up a little bit.
And there are also resources at nhexit.us that point to other New Hampshire independence websites, because we didn't want NHExit to be overloaded with arguments and all of that sort of thing. So it just has links to places where people can learn why secession is a good idea.
Yeah.
And solutions to some of these problems that people propose, like, oh, but what are you going to do without the U.S. military? It's like, live in peace with the rest of the world? Maybe that.
Yeah, we'll save a ton of money.
The only threat of being invaded if New Hampshire was independent would be from the United States.
Exactly.
I'm not particularly worried about China or Russia trying to invade New Hampshire, which, whether or not it's part of the United States government would never allow. So the United States government isn't going to allow New Hampshire to get taken over by, you know, the Communist Party of China or whatever. So, you know, a lot of these questions are null and void anyway, and it's silly to even have to address these things. It's like, well, a lot of nations don't have a standing army, and they're not getting invaded 24/7. I think Switzerland or Sweden doesn't have an army, and they're doing just fine. So check that out. That's nhexit.us. And sign the petition, because there is one of those there. You know, petitions don't do anything, but it's still good to sign them and show that there is support for this idea.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on declaring independence? 603-283-6160.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.